Welcome back, everybody, to the Lex Files. Kevin, how you doing? We're here for episode 4, Giga Shadow.
I'm great. How are you, John?
I'm doing very well. You know, Kevin, I've got some good news and some bad news for you.
Let's hear the bad news.
Well, so the bad news is this is the end of season 1. 4 episodes. Good news.
Good news.
Season 2 has been greenlit.
So nice.
Lex will be coming back for a full season 2. More than 4 episodes.
Do you think the show is going to retain its Lex character?
The ship? I think
like
all the
characters. The show itself, do you think it's going to go mainstream on us or keeping weird?
Oh, I think it's going to stay weird.
Okay.
Yeah, with this, the way they've set it up, especially after this episode, it's going to be fucking weird.
This episode was not as weird as last episode. I think last episode still wins for weirdest episode.
The syringe of Tim Courage's being injected into Stan. That's what I think was the weirdest one.
Oh, I think the weird dirt plant with the snakes coming piss was weirder, honestly.
Well, you know, to each his own, Kevin. What do you say we just jump right into Giga Shadow?
All right, so they start with a Lex on a wrap-up of the previous episodes. Now, I am thoroughly enjoying the Lex explanation of what's happening in the show.
I love it, too. It's so dry and monotone.
For the weird content of the show, yeah.
Yeah,
especially
for what he's explaining, it's really bizarre.
And I also realized that the Lex does a really shitty job of explaining the show, because it's so weird. Now, think about it. That's the creator of the show explaining the show, and he does a piss-poor job. Our podcast makes no goddamn sense. That's not all our fault, though. I mean, the show makes no sense.
What do you think, if you listen to just the recap from Lex in each episode, do you think you'd have any semblance of the plot going on?
None whatsoever. You would know there's a big ship named the Lex that blew the planets. You would know there's a bad guy called his Divine Shadow, and there's a dead guy named Kai.
That's the important bits, though, I guess.
Is it?
You got that.
No, you missed the whole penis subplot, sub-theme.
It's a Dom theme.
Yeah, it's very Dom, that's exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of S&M in this episode, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So after the Lex gives us the heads up on what happened in the last episode, we talk to the Oracle.
So we have another fucking recap of the Oracle and the prophecy. This is dose. This is fucking 2 recaps in like 10 minutes.
You know, and the Oracle's a little bit boring. You know, she just leans a little more edge.
Is she more boring than Lex?
The Lex, at least, you know, it's a ship talking. That's got some value. This is just an old bitch.
Oh, now you're being misogynistic. It's not
our
at
fans
all.
Have come to expect it.
They have. Neil has come to expect that. And Ben, shout out to our second fan,
Oh,
Ben.
Yeah, 2 listeners.
So let's hop into what the Lex and the Time Prophet are explaining. They do a recap of escaping from the cluster, going to the Dark Zone, finding Kai's homeworld. It blows up. That's basically the Lex's overview. The Time Prophet has to explain the prophecy of Kai being the last of the Brooden G and destroying his Divine Shadow. She has to do that because it makes no damn sense.
You know, I think also they're kind of bringing that all up because we're about to get like a showdown.
Do you feel like this episode was written because they didn't think they were going to greenlit for a second season?
I think they wanted to have some
closure.
Finality or closure to it.
Yeah, because the big bad guy of the show is, spoiler, gone after this episode.
Yeah, I think they were prepared in case they didn't get picked up for that
I'm
second season.
I'm surprised that they got picked up for second season. I'm grateful, but really surprised. It's weird. What are they not making to make the Lex?
I mean, what would you rather have than Lex?
I don't know, maybe like a flying butterfly, looks like a vagina instead.
Okay.
Mega Lex, you know, Lex with a mustache, it's the opposite world.
Now, we find out that there's some evil planning going on here. Someone is trying to create a rebirth of the Insect Wars.
It's not a plan. This is not in the planning stages. This is being fully implemented. It's happening in the show, because the Time Prophet explains what's going to happen. And while she's explaining it,
it starts happening
right.
As she's kind of going through. There's also something called the Cleansing, which is just murdering everyone.
It's mass murder.
What you'd
yeah,
expect.
It's
genocide.
Mass, yeah, all humans that are under the control or the government authoritative regime of his Divine Shadow are being sent to the cluster, the homeworld, to be fed to the Giga Shadow.
Right, they're loading them up on ships.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, and they're sending them all to the cluster, and their shit's going down.
This shows how effective his Divine Shadow is, because not only are they cleansing like a small segment, they're cleansing the entire population, and then they're cleansing the army, the navy. They're going to cleanse the Secret Service, obviously. Like, every fucking segment of the population gets cleansed.
It's not a good time to be on the cluster.
No, it's ridiculous. Like, there's no people on Earth that are that fanatical that they'll be okay with having everyone die in their sect.
Right, now we see that there's a giant brain on the cluster.
Yes.
Like, so much bigger than the other brains. This is like a 12-foot brain,
yeah,
I'd say.
Yeah, it's bigger than a human.
There are 8 priests.
Yes.
Who were kind of brought in to oversee this ritual that's going to happen here before they kind of finish all their evil deedery.
And this entire ritual is just a big dick column going into a butthole. That's the Giga Shadow's butthole. To take the brain of the Divine Shadow into the big brain on the Giga Shadow. That's the entire purpose. It's a messenger service.
Right, the big brain is in a chamber that the only entrances in or out are buttholes.
Yes, exactly. It's just a butthole. Why do you need a whole to do about this?
Well, we're going
to
find out one use for that. We see now our guest star of the episode, Malcolm McDowell, is one of the 8 priests.
Sure, great guy.
He and a few of the others put their head in this kind of V-shaped Pac-Man structure.
Like a classic Pac-Man, his mouth is glowing.
Yeah, and then the mouth kind of glows a little brighter, and then their heads just get sucked in, and then the butthole spits their heads out on top of the giant brain, which is right. Kind of a weird way to go.
It's a lot of waste, too. You're only using the head? That's wasteful.
Well, they want those brains and that memory, I guess, key of all, but you've got all those other body parts. So those, maybe those will just get... They would have gone to the Lex had it not been stolen.
True. It also makes you wonder what the Lex is used for.
Like what the Divine Shadow was going to use the Lex for?
Yeah, because the Lex was going to put down Heretic Homeworlds by blowing the shit out of them. Great plan.
But what about after they were done with it?
Well, yeah, like why do that when you have the Giga Shadow, which I don't give away too much, but the Giga Shadow is bigger than the Lex. And the Lex is miles and miles and miles long. The thing's massive, like 20 miles long.
You know, I think the Giga Shadow, though, that's less fuel efficient.
So the Lex is a sports car and the Giga Shadow is a minivan?
That's exactly right.
Do you think the Lex is a Miata? Like, you know, middle-aged...
Underpowered, though? I wouldn't call
it... Oh, it's not underpowered. Yeah. It's like a Mustang or a Camaro, maybe.
Yeah, that's...
But is that the middle-aged crisis car?
The Divine Shadow may have been going through a bit of middle-aged thing.
Yeah, and then when he's ready to settle down, he's like, I need the minivan for the kids.
Break out the Giga Shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've cracked it.
You think he can afford 2 payments at once? That's a lot. And I'm sure the insurance on the Giga Shadow is not cheap. Or the Lex, even. You know, what's the policy like on the Lex? A liability for each planet you blow up? All right, it's a fucking deduction. All right, goddammit.
What do you think the monthly payment is?
Oh, I'm going to say it's like 1,000 human dicks. I assume dicks are the main currency of the show. I haven't...
Yeah, well, even for State Farm here on Earth.
You're paying dicks, so yeah. So back on the Lex, we have the typical back and forth of Zeb and Kai. Kai is almost totally out of proto blood. His ice box, as the Lex puts it, is broken, so he cannot longer rest in there. However, there are other cryotubes available for him to use.
Yeah, it seems like there are... at least 4 cryotubes in view in this scene.
Yes, just in the scene.
But his specifically is the one that's broken.
It doesn't seem like he needs anything special. Just freeze his ass. He's dead.
Maybe it needs his is the one with the proto blood dispenser, so he can wake back up.
Maybe, but I would argue if you put him in a different one, wake him up, and then just pump the proto blood into him. We've seen that he just drink it, and it works for him.
Yeah, you just spray it on his face.
Yeah, it's all over his face, and he wakes up. Anyway, so this is going on, and Zeb is of course has the job as always to try to convince Stanley to fly back to the light universe to get more proto blood from the cluster.
That's right. So the cluster is really the only place that they know that they can actually get proto blood. As we just told you, this is not where you want to go at this time. They are killing every human on the cluster, so going there to look for shit is real fucking stupid.
Well, not even that, they don't even know that the cleansing is happening. So they're expecting the full military force around the cluster or in space, and yet the Lex is big and bad. It's one ship, though. Versus the entire military force of his Divine Shadow.
Yeah, of the capital. Yeah, not a good plan.
It's like trying to ram, you know, a massive battleship up the Potomac to D.C. and having the entire American military trying to stop you. Like, yeah, you might do a lot of damage, but you're not getting there. It's just a terrible plan. Stanley is yet again correct in this.
Although it's just his cowardice kind of seems like it when he's right, but he's right a lot.
And maybe cowards make sense. This is a universe full of S&M monsters, snakes that go in your head, dictator worse than Hitler and Stalin combined. You know, like, this is a horrible fucking universe. Cowards makes a lot of goddamn sense.
Speaking of S&M monsters.
So Stanley is thinking back to his time being... No, Stanley is hanging out with the brains, and they start doing a chant or something. It makes him think of his time he was in prison. So let me explain how the capture
Well, first, let's explain who these guys are, right? So
okay, go ahead and explain. Yeah. Okay, so Stanley got captured. We've already seen that.
Right, and he's remembering being captured. He's not captured in this
being
episode.
Being forced to remember by the brains, which is even better.
Yes. One of these guys is kind of like your fat, gay S&M character. The other guy, he's doing kind of the split thing, right down the middle. He's got a mustache on one half and lipstick on the other.
Yes.
You know, eyeshadow on one and like a scar on the other eye kind of thing.
Yeah, so he's...
He's the Butch and the Bitch, basically.
Oh, good. That's a good name for him. I don't know what his actual name is. We'll go with Butch and Bitch.
Yeah, I don't know either of their names, actually.
Yeah, S&M guy one and two.
The fat S&M gay guys that
right.
have... Stanley is kidnapped, and they've got him kind of... Is he strapped down on it? Or just laying there?
No, they're not showing him strapped yet. The S&M guys are going through their holograms of large buff men they want to fuck.
That's right.
What do you think... Okay, let's say a quick segue. What do you think the budget is on the Lex... For large, muscular men being oiled up. Because they use them in almost every episode.
Any kind of fantasy or flashback, there's always at least 10 different buff dudes being oiled up or milked up.
Yeah, milked some up. Way. So, yes, they're going through and they're discussing their favorite big buff guy to have sex with. And the main SM guy's favorite was Stan, because Stanley screamed the best. It's so creepy.
It's fucked up. And so then Stanley is still with the brains, and he's remembering kind of how he got captured. He was at that time assistant courier Stanley.
For the heretics.
Yeah, this was the battle before, the one that everyone thinks Stanley's a traitor because of what happened, what's about to happen right here.
Right, in his teeth he had coordinates for... the homeworlds of the heretics, as well as the amino acid codes to create the Lex. They were stolen plans, basically.
Yeah, they're hidden inside his tooth, the one that Zev will later punch out very easily.
Holy shit, he's R2-D2, but horny. R2-D2 had the plans to the Death Star, but also the cowardice of C-3PO. He's a merger of the two.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Because the Death Star and the Lex are the same level of power. They can both blow up a planet with one shot.
There's a lot of parallels here that maybe we didn't catch on to before.
Maybe Lex is a lazy writer. So he's coming into his base, and he's trying to convince his captain or sergeant, whoever's in charge, give him a little R&R so he can go to the brothel asteroid, basically. He wants to, as always, get laid. The sergeant's not paying attention and then starts, you know, saying enemy ship inbound, open fire. Stan thinks he's being shot at. You turn around and then it's one of the capital ships for his divine shadow come to fuck things up.
Okay.
So it blows up the asteroid or ship that the other heretics are on. Stan's left all by himself, floating in space, running low on oxygen. At that point is when he gets a transmission from the S&M guy pretending to be a heretic. And the way he convinced him to let him to where his coordinates are was he had the cryptocode, whatever, for the heretics. He had their signal they're using and the password for it, basically.
Right, he's on their secret channel communicating, so Stanley's like, well, that's probably them. He did kind of try to check a little bit, but he was basically like, all right, come save me.
And that makes sense to me.
He didn't have much to do. He was running out of oxygen, actually, if I recall.
If you're dying, you've got someone claiming they're from your side, and they send the friendly signal to you that you know is good, you're going to trust them. I mean, you don't know everybody in the military, right? Again, Stanley's correct. God, I love Stanley. It's surprising how much he actually is not shitty in the show.
But we find out then they're bad guys. It's the S&M guys. They tricked Stanley, and then they've got him captured. Then we come back to present times, and the brains are singing a glorious song in unison about Stanley's failures.
Oh, the brains are bored shitless, I think.
They don't have much to do. They sit around practicing this song, obviously, right, for hours, because it was really well done.
It was well done. They had to pick out who had which part, and imagine the bickering that would have gone on.
Yeah, do you think one of them's like the overbearing leader of the singers, kind of pointing out everyone's mistakes?
Like,
23, you came in a little too low on that last note.
I feel like the leader of the brains for singing is like the annoying drama kid in high school. Like, taking it way too seriously, everybody wants to have fun, make a good goof song, and he's like, no! Have it perfect.
So now Stanley decides that he's going to go and try to fix Kai's cryotube, trying to maybe prove his worth a little bit after not really a beatdown from the brains, but they really hurt his feelings, I think.
And Zev almost ate him in half. Like, Zev freaked out on him.
Attacked him in the shower.
The shower must be like, for the scenes, like, okay, what backdrops do we need? Well, we need a bridge, like any sci-fi show. You also need a shower room, a dick that dispenses food for the cafeteria, and a chamber for brains. Like, I think just
putting the most important rooms that we see the most on the ship.
Absolutely.
There.
Like, that's the most important part.
And any time, if it's Zev or Stanley, no matter whichever one of them's taking a shower, the other one is always lurking outside.
Yeah, they're all creepers.
They're all real fucking weirdos.
So Stan's trying to fix the
cryo tube.
And he does.
He locks himself in, though, after he gets it fixed.
It was too late because Kai's running out of probe blood anyway.
Now, Kai, at this point, somewhere finds a baby cluster lizard.
Yes, a cluster lizard baby.
Named Squish.
Named by Zev because she said she would squish it if it came near her. So Kai finds this thing in the chamber. 7-9 is laughing maniacally at how Stan has been imprisoned in the chamber.
Oh, 7-9 was hating on Stan for the whole first part of this episode. He, yeah, like, pretty mean stuff.
Well, yeah, 7-9 really hates him.
Yeah, he doesn't like Stan.
So Kai finds this cluster lizard and becomes insanely motherly and loving towards it.
And Stanley also finds some good use for Squish. He takes the little baby up to the brain chamber and kind of forces them to change their tune. And now they got to sing a song praising him, or he's just going to let Squish eat the brains because, as we know, the favorite food of cluster lizard
is brains.
And this song was good, too. This one sounded a little less rehearsed, but it was still pretty good. So they had this in the back pocket.
Yeah, maybe they're an improv group. Maybe they're just so bored when they're not helping his divine shadow. They're like, hey, let's just do improv.
Yeah, hey, 15, I need a location.
Yeah, exactly. I need a profession, number 28.
Zev now is massaging the side of Kai's head, kind of getting in those oily sideburns of his.
Yeah, she's trying to stimulate his brain.
Right, he's absorbed all those memories from
the divine shadow that killed him.
Yeah, from crushing the divine shadow brain, that he's kind of searching through them to see if there's anywhere else they can find proto-blood. They actually kind of somehow, through a brain communication channel, are talking to the divine predecessor.
Right, and they find out that proto-blood is produced by the Giga Shadow. Which is on the cluster, and they don't reveal what the Giga Shadow is, just that it is the beginning and end of all things. It's very Christ mythology.
And with this information, they are finally able to talk Stanley into going back through the cluster. He's still a little reticent, but...
Like he should be.
As he should be. He's still right, but he's not going to let Kai die.
Also, he'd be alone with Zev.
Yeah, and she would probably just kill him.
Yeah, so he decides once... He's basically berated by Zev enough that on his own, he decides, I'm going to go back to the light universe. So they go back through a fractal core, the black hole.
That's kind of the electrical storm / black hole went through to get to the dark universe. So now they're going back to, for some reason, the cluster. Clusters in the light universe. Maybe in theory it was good at some time before the Divine Shadow.
Right, because the Brit and G, which were the heroes of the Insect Wars, are from the Dark Zone.
Yeah, that's isn't that weird, right? The good guys are from the evil universe. So now Zev, 7-9 and Kai hop in the little moth transporter, and they fly back toward the planet.
Which is deserted.
Which, at this point, it seems deserted because so many people have been killed.
Like, all the security stations are on autopilot, basically, asking them for their clearance.
Situation's getting more dire because Kai's proto-blood is so low that he is having fainting spells.
He's a diabetic running low on sugar, is what's happening. That's exactly what he is.
They're headed in there. Stanley starting to go a little nuts.
Stanley's on a power trip right now.
Yeah.
He keeps having the Lex change his name because the Lex will call him anything he wants. So if Stan wants to be the great, wonderful lover of all women, the Lex, every time it addresses him, will call him that. And these honorifics or titles that he makes the Lex call him keep getting more and more complex
and long-winded. Longer. Yeah, there are, because now it's basically about 3 sentences of praise that the Lex is repeating before he'll commit, like, any command. So Stanley's, he's going a little nuts with it, and he decides to send out a broadcast, universe-wide, basically, after seeing what's happened here on the cluster, saying, you know, I'm controlling the most powerful force on the universe. My name is Stanley Tweedle. I'm at the cluster. He's taking on all comers.
Oh, yeah. He's been saying, come get some, over and over again.
Yeah, he's saying, I'm not a traitor. You know, this is what happened. Kind of tries to clear the air a little bit, but everyone's dead. I don't know who he thinks is really listening.
Well, then again, this is the Lex, though. I mean, he can blow up every fucking planet he feels like it. I mean, the Lex is not just, you know, bullshit.
Oh, yeah. It's not a complete bag of wind any stretch.
He can actually blow up your fucking planet if he feels like it. And the Lex
And
loves,
your ship. Yeah. He can blow up ships, too, not just planets. Yeah, like, he's got good aim.
Or the Lex was eat you. Like, it feels like it. The Lex does what it wants. So we get to the cluster, and it turns out all of the priests are dead. What happened was the priests were, 4 of them were trying to stop the Divine Shadow, and four of them were still loath of the Divine Shadow. Which, I mean, the dick, the brain, the tip go up into the butthole of the Gay Shadow.
Yes.
And Malcolm McDowell was the main guy trying to stop this from happening. And they all had knives to their necks during the ceremony. You like this part.
Yeah, they're kind of standing in a row. They all just draw out their knives and hold them up to the neck of the priest next to them. Like a Knives Across America kind
Love
of thing.
Love that term.
And one of them stabbed Malcolm McDowell in the neck. His head is now in with the big brain.
Right, but right now they're all dead, though.
They are all dead. And then the butthole in the big brain chamber drips some cum into Malcolm McDowell's mouth, which brings him back to life.
But after Kai gets there, though.
Yes, so Kai gets there, and he's kind of looking around. He finds a half-destroyed brain.
And Squish is ready to eat it, and he stops Squish from eating this thing.
Yeah, the brain says that his evil portion has been destroyed, and he's good now.
And do you like Kai's favorite method of destroying brains, by the way?
Just squishing them like a handful of grapes or something?
And the Divine Shadow memories transfer all around. These are dangerous fucking things.
Yeah, it's not the clean way to do it, at least.
No, and he can't shoot him because, heaven forbid, he has a gun. He has to use his little...
Yeah,
his
little claw thing that shoots out of his wrist, which is cool the first couple times, but now it's just like, all right, get a pistol.
Yeah, something, a laser blaster of some sort. Yeah, so they are looking for Proto Blood. They leave this scene of death and destruction after Kai has finally destroyed his Divine Shadow, looking for Proto Blood. As John mentioned, the Giga Shadow butthole is spewing out jizz that's trickling down from above onto the priest, and it brings Malcolm McDowell's character back to life.
And he absorbs the squished brain.
Yes, the Divine Shadow's black essence flows into him, and Malcolm McDowell can't kill himself because he's already dead.
He still is maintaining kind of his goodness, but he's got inner conflict now going from the Divine Shadow's darkness.
Yeah, he's trying to stop the darkness from controlling him completely. Meanwhile, Zev and Kai are down below the scene because they're trying to find more Proto Blood. All the Proto Blood has been sucked dry. All the assassins have been cleansed.
Yeah, like they're finding tubes that had Proto Blood, and Kai's trying to suck on them to get a little bit of like the crust at the end, but yeah, it's not enough.
He's a drug addict. So they decided to climb down even further to see where the tubes come from.
Kai sees Malcolm McDowell, and he asks him about the Giga Shadow. Like, you know, what is it? Where do we find it? We need the Proto Blood.
It's the Alpha and Omega.
Malcolm McDowell slides away through the butthole on his back.
Yeah, he's...
which is really strange.
He gets, like, force field sucked backwards by the power of the Divine Shadow through a series of intestines and gets thrown into the brain.
So there's just one other part there where the fat S&M guy sends another transmission to Stanley.
Yeah, he's
disguised his voice, though.
So the fat gay guy then has another voice come on, where it's a woman wanting to have help from anyone who's still alive. So Stan takes the Lex, turns it around, starts following the signal to save this woman.
And I think that's a perfect place to end part one. We do have a great guest for the interview today.
That's right. Zev is joining us in the studio.
That's right. We're actually going to have a woman on the podcast, finally.
It's the first time for everything, guys.
You know, that's right. Her. So she should be here. That must be her right now. Come on in, baby.
Come in. Oh.
Kai, what are you doing here?
I came for my interview. I was very pleased to have an interview from your wonderful podcast.
Well, you know, Kai, it's great to have you here, but honestly, we were expecting Zev. Is she here with you?
Zev is busy having her bush dyed silver.
Oh, it's a dye job?
Yes.
Okay, well then, maybe we'll just talk with you. What's that in your hands that you're holding there?
Is that a book dick worm?
That is... Oh my, wait a minute, that's Squish from this episode of the show.
Oh, I didn't know that was real. I thought it was a prop.
Hey guys, I'm just in town for the fish concert.
Holy shit,
Yeah, Talk, what's your fucking problem?
I did not know that book dick worms are real.
Book dick worm? It's cluster lizard.
I'm sorry, I did not know that you were real, man, or you spoke.
Whatever, it's cool, man.
Are you smoking weed?
Kai, last the Bruin G. Always has his posse, and we get fucked up.
Wow, alright Kai, you're here.
Interview's off to a good start. Let's talk about your drug use, I guess. What do you like to do? You inject, you smoke, you fuck, I guess? I mean, what do you do?
Just meth.
Okay.
Like a little bit of weed.
Sure, sure.
Kai, how about you? What are you...
Proto blood. It's delicious.
You like the proto blood as a drug?
It hits you like ecstasy and leaves you like heroin.
That sounds pretty good, I gotta say.
How else do you expect the last of the Bruin G to stay alive for millennia?
Hey, you got any bugles?
No, wait. We don't have any snacks, you're sorry.
John, let me interrupt, but Kai, are you literally the last of the Bruin G?
Yeah, there's no other Bruin Gs out there?
I am the last of my kind. This position was a shoo-in for me.
The last of your kind?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, whoa, someone else is here in the studio.
Do you invite anybody else? I mean...
Yeah, guys, how you doing, man? 27, good to see you again, man.
And don't forget 28, yeah, we're here like our friends.
Si, señor, brain 88, loco.
Yo, dog, my brain.
Whoa, we got three brains here just kind of rolling into the studio. Come on in, guys.
Hey, I thought you said they were cool, right? No more of this brain stuff, making fun of the brains. We don't have legs.
Can I stay here?
No, this is not a...
This is our studio.
This is a studio, yeah, you cannot stay
We're
here.
We're really not even zoned for that, probably.
What's this Maricon's problem, eh? Oh, yeah, he's a real problem. I don't know why these guys are being such jerks.
They are quite the jerks.
Well, let's just,
Kai, I don't need you helping.
Yeah, right. It's getting a little hectic
you
up in here, guys.
This
Maybe
is fine,
you
John.
Three just sit over there. Just pull up a chair and we'll talk to you here soon.
Yeah, it's great. We have most of the cast here for this big wrap-up episode, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, I think we can take care of this as long as no one else shows up. We should be just fine.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Who left the door open?
Oh.
Lex Gagaroff is here.
Hello, everybody. I'm so glad to be back. I missed you, John. Why didn't you return my calls?
You know, I'm sorry, I lost my phone.
John, why is Lex calling you?
Yeah, he's been calling me just day and night after the last
Middle
interview.
During the night, if you catch my meaning.
Yeah, like 3 a.m, he just keeps sending me pictures of the Lex.
You too, huh? Kai the Bruin Jew gets dick pics every night.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Yeah, he always tries to send us brain dick pics too, so we send him cerebellum pics. It's not the same, but you know, it's similar.
Yeah, I love all of my creations. They're so unique. I created Kai.
You not create me. I am Master Bruin G.
Hey guys, don't forget about Squish. Who wants to ride the white horse?
Let's get fucked up, y'all.
Kai loves all right, that's, nose candy.
Let me just put that away for a couple of minutes so we can do the interview here.
Okay, that's great.
Jesus, I don't even know who to start with.
John, do you want to move over a few seats from Lex?
You know, he's just going to follow me.
Oh, okay.
He is just fiercely erect sitting next to me right now.
Listeners, it's disturbing, but I'm being honest here, it's very impressive.
Oh, boy. So... Let me just recap here. We've got three brains over there sitting in the corner.
Yeah, man.
We've got Kai and Squish kind of creepily staring at everybody.
Is that Otto in the hallway just looking at us?
It must be Otto.
Yeah, I am here to protect my little man.
Well, why don't you just do that out there in the hallway and we're good in here. Just close the door, Kevin.
He's wearing leather and his nipples are out.
Yeah, there's holes in the leather just for his
nipples. I thought that was for the show.
No, that is the fucking point.
I don't know. Close the door. Okay. Okay, so I guess we need a good question for the group. What's it like working together on a regular basis? Are there any conflicts? Do you have a lot of fun on the set?
We're kind of like a big family, you know, that...
I just need more roles, okay? Our lines get cut over and over again. You know, and the brains, we have a union. Alright, we have to have 20 lines per episode.
You have a brain union?
Listen to me. That union is shit, okay? I told them. I don't work with unionized labor. They have one problem with the dildos, and you know my work.
Look, I know your work has keep your hands up. I know that your work has a lot of dildos and a lot of penis shapes in it. I really just don't see what that has to do with unionized labor in the slightest.
It's everything. The Bruin G were unionized at one time.
I knew that, yeah, of course. The Bruin G love to be
very strong unions.
Sure, yeah.
It's kind of a problem.
The retirement costs, I know, were a big issue before the planet was blown up.
We don't talk about the planet blowing up. That was a special effect for the show gone wrong.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. I did not know those were actual, you know, sun imploding. I'm very sorry.
Where the fuck am I, man?
What's wrong?
Is this the concert?
All right, Squish is coming down off a high of something.
Jesus. It could be pro-blood.
No, Kai, do you guys feel that?
There's kind of a vibration, a shaking going on here. Hang on, everyone, there might be an earthquake.
Out the window. Shit.
Oh, boy.
Shit.
Hello, I am the Lex, the most powerful spaceship in the two galaxies.
We know who you are, Lex.
Yeah, welcome back, Lex. Got a lot of your buddies. We got Kai and Squish.
I know.
Oh, sorry, guys, but what's that music? Anyone hears anything?
Oh, that's just me. I got some Nirvana rocking.
Of course you do. several questions. One, how are you listening to that Walkman without any ears? And two, why the fuck is your Walkman pink?
Hey, I got ears, man, alright? You just can't see them because they're underneath my, these flaps here. You want me to pull this back here?
Oh, God! Gonna be like, oh, God, don't fucking do that!
Jeez, well, that makes me feel better, that reaction. Thank you.
Don't be such a prude, Kevin.
Oh, Mr. Gigaroff, welcome to the conversation. You've got real close here, just out of nowhere.
I like to party. You guys know I party hard.
Oh, yeah, the Lex, you, for a spaceship, you party big time.
I fuck Courtney Love.
Whoa, man, that's fucking amazing. How was it?
Details, man, details,
yeah,
come on,
Lex, details.
What was it like?
It was like an asteroid down a black hole.
Oh, Jesus, you're... Your dick is the size of 6 planets.
7. Don't try to undercut me.
But Courtney Love still...
There's no friction.
Boy, well, I am sorry to hear that.
I get heated up more during re-entry than I do fucking that wide pussy.
I'd still hit it.
That's disgusting, y'all. That's filthy.
Alright.
I heard there was going to be a party. I came to get fucked up.
Yeah, Lex, I know that you're into getting a little crazy.
Kai has great cocaine and proto-blood.
Yeah, I love Kai's proto-blood. I like to drink it down my throat.
Oh, I'm so high. Oh, right. God.
Who's holding, guys? I mean, that's fine. Somebody... Yeah, I heard about one party we can go to. They have lots of people there. And white stuff you get fucked up on?
Yeah, man, let's go check out the party.
Brains party, the party.
It's a brain party, don't stop.
Okay, well, let's find some ladies. This is a big sausage cerebellum fest around
here. Yeah, this really is. Maybe we should go to this party, Kevin. What do you think?
Yeah, okay, let's go.
Yeah, where's the party at? Let's, Lex, can you mind if we get on board there?
Okay, everyone, we've gone mobile.
That door looks a lot like a urethra, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm very true. I'm very honest to the human anatomy. Yeah, that's very true.
Let's just, to the party. Yeah, pick up Kai.
Milk-fed boys for everyone.
Kai, you bring Squish there. Wait a minute. Whoa. This party's not on the milk-fed boy planet, right?
Oh, it's only the milk-fed boys. The white stuff is milk, yeah?
Okay, so it's not... I thought we were going to cocaine.
Oh, there's lots of cocaine in the milk, yeah. Yeah, it's cocaine milk. It's fantastic. Kai loves cocaine. We know Kai. We know you love cocaine.
Hey, let's just go, man. Don't be a prude.
John, I'm with the brains. Let's have some milk-fed boys and cocaine, you know?
All right, well, let's all go, everyone. Just hop on there.
Yeah, cocaine boys, yeah.
Yeah, let's go, man. Let's all get fucked up.
Yeah, this better be a great time. I love it here. Yeah.
Oh, we better not lose the cancer.
Well, that's, thanks, guys. We're going to the milk-fed boy planet, and we'll, get back to the show in a few days.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. We'll be back with part 2.
I want nose candy.
John, when you think of quality automobiles, what do you think about?
One name comes to mind and one name alone. Oldsmobile.
Oldsmobile. They are the old people's car. All the new 1997 models from Oldsmobile get at least 8 miles per gallon.
That's unbelievable. And with gas at a record high 88 cents per gallon, who can afford a car that doesn't get at least 8 miles per gallon?
John, when you drive an Oldsmobile, people know you have style and taste, but you also have comfort and luxury.
You've got power windows, power locks on the doors. You can actually get out of your car, walk away, hit a button on your keychain, and lock the doors from across the parking lot.
This is the future, people. Oldsmobile is a serious player in the world of cars, and they are bringing the best features to you at a reasonable price. Well-qualified buyers can get 8% interest.
Interest rates are low, so buy now.
Oldsmobile, no longer just for your grandmother.
Wow. We are back for part 2. Kevin, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Never again to that planet.
It wasn't that bad. It was, you know, I go back.
You liked it? There's just milk everywhere.
And
a lot of it goes bad. Like, they don't show you that.
I've had worse. You know, I've been to worse milk planets.
You've been to worse milk planets?
Yeah, lots of times.
Right, okay. Well, why was John Travolta there?
John Travolta,
there?
Right?
On the milk-fed boy planet.
Yeah,
he had his
house.
Own ship.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Oh, man, it's like a vacation home for him.
Tom Cruise?
Did you catch him?
Oh, yeah. I caught you had to chase him down to taste his milk. That's the rule.
It was not good.
No, that Tom Cruise run, though, very easy to catch up
to.
It's a very slow run.
It's not a fast run. It looked on camera, but it's not a fast run.
That's right.
No, and I thought Lex would never unchain us.
Lex Yegoroff, he was a real slave driver there. Like, literally, he was driving us along a giant desert of milk to be slaves. But it turned out
okay. It was good. I'm really sort of happy to bring 27. I didn't know that he couldn't jump.
Yeah, he just sank right into a milk puddle right off the beginning.
Yeah, he can't swim very well, turns out.
He can't swim, but maybe he'll be fine.
We did win the pickup game.
Oh, yeah, the tug of war.
Yeah, that was good. So anyway, welcome back to episode 4, part 2 of the Lex Files.
When we left off, Kai and Zev were on the cluster.
They had just seen Malcolm McDowell be force-sucked into a butthole. And then we saw him traveling through intestines that led to a brain, and his head was fitting out of a butthole, staring at a large brain.
Right, now there seems to be some pressure kind of pulling him, and his neck stretches out like a giraffe, still through a butthole, mind you.
Like a stretchy toy, like a Gumby.
Yeah, it's just like Stretch Armstrong, if you were to stick Stretch Armstrong's head up your ass and then pull... Basically like that.
He'd be hard to get up there to begin with, though, probably. He'd be very mushy. He needs
the head is force. The plastic part. Yeah, it doesn't squish like the rest of him. Not that I know.
No.
And so Stanley had just headed off to a distress call from a woman. Unfortunately, that leads to him being enslaved because the transmission was fake.
Right, so he gets to this transmission, and he gets on and sees it's the half-man, half-woman, fat, obese S&M guy pretending to be her. And then the lead S&M guy sees him and they start laughing maniacally. And Stan does nothing to try to fight back.
They capture him. They've got him in a sex swing, basically. Yeah. Somehow the broadcast of this is still going. And 790 sees Stan in the sex swing and says, there is justice in the universe. So he's just completely down with Stan getting raped, killed, frozen, anything with Stan.
Again, we have his legs spread with a penis or something like a penis going towards his crotch. Second time in 4 episodes, he almost gets raped.
I feel like that's going to happen a lot throughout
the
series.
I feel like him
series.
Being raped is a common scene. Do you think it takes a lot for the actor to get into that? Like, okay, Stan, you're going to get raped in the scene? And he's like, oh, come on! I have a no-rape clause in my contract. All right, so we go back to the planet. Kai finally succumbs to his lack of heroin, a.k.a. proto-blood, and passes out. He's just out.
Yeah, and proto-blood is heroin. I thought it was actually blood of some kind. It's just heroin.
It's sugar for a diabetic mixed with heroin, basically.
Yeah, well, we tried some.
Cum. That needs no editing at all. All
right.
None. That's good.
Malcolm McDowell's head has some kind of a communication channel with Kai, and he leads him to him.
Yeah, but you're missing part. How he came back to life.
So no, we talked about that already.
No. Zev goes back, finds Squish. Sucks up the...
Oh, how Kai comes back to life.
Yeah,
I didn't even know how Malcolm McDowell... Okay, go ahead. Tell that part.
So at this point, Zev is clearly distraught because she's not going to get the Kai dead bone that she so desperately wants. She goes back up to where the pillar is, and she realizes all this cum on the floor is how Malcolm McDowell and the other heretics came back to life. Fuck, I can't make this up even. Like, this is insane. The cum brings men back to life. So she gets straws from the tube that are hanging around, sucks them up, ties off the corner so they have proto blood in them, gives it to Squish, who's still just chilling around the cluster, and then throws Squish down the ravine to where Kai is and says, go find your mother.
They're basically condoms filled with jizz.
Yes, exactly.
That
they
she
are.
Sends to Kai to give him life.
And because Kai is so nurturing, obviously, this cluster lizard thinks that's his mom. Oh my god. Or her mom. I don't know what the fuck the sex is.
You never know.
Guys, this is not easy for us.
Shit got real fucking weird
in
this episode.
This is Lex, and we're saying it's got weird.
So, now it's time for the Giga Shadow.
Yes.
I don't know, how did they, I don't remember how they brought it exactly to life. I think it just was time. Like, they had finished what they were working on.
Yeah, so the Giga Shadow is coming to life because the Divine Shadow essence is in the brain of the Giga Shadow. Malcolm McDowell is losing the fight against him in a battle of wills, and the Giga Shadow starts waking up.
Yeah, we find out that the Giga Shadow, by the way, so is enormous, and it is a giant metal book dick worm.
I would disagree. It's not a book dick worm. It is a potato bug.
Okay, so like one of those water bugs, like when you lift up
It's a roly-poly. It's more flat, and then it rolls up into a ball. When the show opens,
it shows those triangles form a perfect circle.
Mm-hmm.
That perfect circle is the Giga Shadow
in ball form.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's a potato
so
bug.
So I didn't catch that, but it's a potato bug, not a book dick
worm. So the entire planet breaks apart as this thing comes forth. So it's basically a planet-sized insect. Here comes a big spoiler. The insects war that the Brunji had won millennia before had one survivor of insect wars, and that survivor became the Divine Shadow. So his entire endgame was become Divine Shadow, get enough power to breed a new super insect, then, God, this is weird, then feed all the humans it's conquered to the Divine Shadow's Giga Bug, and then what though? What's the endgame for the Giga Shadow? All humans are dead. Why rule over everything? Can the Giga Shadow breed? Does it have eggs and sperm?
Yeah, who knows? Are there other Giga Shadows?
Is it going to breed more Giga Shadows? Is that what this Lex is for? The Lex is a penis is going to impregnate the Giga Shadow? Holy fuck.
It's possible.
That's it. Fan fiction, we're doing it. So Kai, at this point...
He's still out, and Zev has done her part. She sent the baggies, or the used condoms, over to Kai via Squish. But she then has to leave because the planet is being broken apart, and she's in the moth.
But
she's only got 11 hours of oxygen.
But remember what she did before she left? She ran back with big glass vials and just scooping up gallons of cum into these vials because they're proto blood.
Right, one for the road.
She's attacked by an evil priest. She kills him or he kicks his ass, and then she runs back to the moth.
Yep.
And
so
her scooping, that scene was way too long for her scooping cum up.
There was a lot of her hands covered with cum.
Yeah.
She is kind of giving up hope because she's only got 11 hours of oxygen on the moth. There is nothing within range of 11 hours.
Stan is not anywhere to be found. Alex is missing, so she's nowhere to run to. A insect out of the planet is going to eat you. But there's hope. A little bit of cum, aka protoblood, ends up on Kai's lips and he wakes up and sucks it down. Thank you, Squish.
However, at that kind of same time now, Stan shows up with Alex. How did he get there? You know, we don't know. But he shoots the Giga Shadow twice and causes basically no damage.
He's telling the Lex, just unload on the Giga Shadow. Just destroy it every way you can. But at the same time, Kai's in the Giga Shadow in the intestines trying to crawl up to the brain to kill it with Squish and being attacked by black smoke, basically. That is the Divine Shadow's power to stop him.
Right, remember, the favorite food of cluster lizards is brains.
He's
going to try to find that big brain and set Squish loose on it to just munch it away and kill the whole thing.
Finally, Kai is pooped out of the cluster lizard through one of its many buttholes, and Kai then throws Squish back towards the butthole and says, you know, go find your favorite food. So then Squish is then crawling, trying to get to the brain.
At this point now, Kai gets launched out into space.
Right, by the butthole.
And they pick him up in the Lex and head right back for the fractal core. They're like, let's get the fuck out of Dodge. A tentacle from the Giga Shadow follows them, reaches on board, and releases several shadow form, assumedly divine predecessors or something like that.
Basically what happens is the Lex is running for its life, trying to get into the fractal core to get back through the black hole. Because some reason, the mass of the Divine Shadow's Giga Shadow is too big to fit through. So they'll be safe there at least.
Exactly. These shadow things are on board and they actually find the brains. And you kind of think that they're going to help them out. But then they fucking pop the brains.
Yeah, like popcorn going off in a microwave.
Yeah, it is actually a horrifying scene if you realize that these are actual brains being just exploded from within.
Because the Divine Shadow says, you're of no longer use for me, you human vessels, and it kills them. The best part of the show is gone. So that's upsetting. As they're about to be destroyed by the Giga Shadow and all these, you know, the smoke, they're running around for their lives. Finally, Squish, with his book dick worm body, through the butthole in the brain cavity, and someone starts eating the brain.
Yeah, like, he got out right through there like Olestra.
Like, the Divine Shadow couldn't tell that the book dick worm was still inside of him.
Slides right out without you being any the wiser that your underwear has just been stained.
So, the book dick worm eats the brain, and the Giga Shadow blows up. The
Go
book
Squish.
Dick worm is the hero. Penises are the hero of this show. Cum brings men back to life. Brains going into buttholes creates giant monsters, and S&M bounty hunters are common.
Speaking of which, now, how did Stanley escape the bounty hunters? Because I remember now, we see the two fat BDSM guys fall and land in a swamp.
Right, and they're and they're about to be attacked by some monsters. And for some reason, I got the feeling they were going to be raped by the monsters as kind of a ironic twist that they'd be raped by monsters. I'm not sure why I had that feeling, but I felt like something bad was going to happen to them.
Yeah, I wrote down probably get eaten, so I think that's all in
so
your
you
head.
Went with food.
Yeah,
I was
you thought it's they were getting cool. raped.
I've been watching a lot of Lex. So, all right, so this is what happened. Flashback.
Okay.
So earlier,
I had to come back to
little bitch. So Stan earlier in the show asked the Lex about its eating habits, if it can determine what is good food and what is bad food, and if it can separate it. And the Lex said, "Yes, I can digest good food. I can push bad food somewhere else. Not a problem." What had happened is Stan started broadcasting on his channels knowing that the S&M bounty hunters would pick it up and try to trick him, like they did before.
Okay.
So he went to them and got captured. Before he got captured, he gave the Lex orders to eat their ship and then separate Stan from those two so Stan can go through one of the orifices in the Lex and go back into like the command center.
And the other guys go to the swamp.
And the other guys are like in a capsule of, I assume, Lex poop and get shot out onto the planet.
Well, so that's pretty good. Stanley then had it all figured out all along.
Stanley had forethought. He knew how to come back to the Light Universe. Stanley is critically important to everything.
Stanley really is the hero, you know? Lex Gigaroff kind of let that slip to us the other day, and now it comes true.
I mean, what did Kai do? Kai stopped the book dick worm from eating the brain originally. Before it took the Giga Shadow form.
Mm-hmm.
Big mistake there.
Fucked up.
You know?
Stan is the hero. And then Zev and Kai actually make out.
Yeah, they do a little kiss.
And go looking for a new home. So we're kind of back to where we were after episode one, but the Divine Shadow and the Cluster have been destroyed and billions of humans have been killed.
Maybe a trillion.
Like, maybe a trillion. Yeah, it like was a lot of people
hundreds
being
of thousands of
vacuumed up into mouths. Well, that's going to do it for us for episode 4 of The Lex Files and season 1. So we will be back next year.
Season 2, I believe it's going to be 22 episodes. And I think it's going to be a great season.
Yeah, what did you think of season 1, Kevin?
I like to think it was a real coming-of-age story.
Coming is the emphasis?
Exactly. You know, you've got a young, naive chap, Stan, in this dangerous world, and he finally comes into his own in the last episode. He got revenge on the bullies who raped him. I guess they're bullies, I don't know. He got revenge on the rapists that captured him. But I'm a little upset because I didn't want any kind of character development, so I think he's still going to be cowardly in the second half, in the second season.
Yeah, he's definitely still going to be a coward. They're not going to change that too much, probably, but...
What did you like, John?
You know, I really just liked the whole universe they've built here.
The world building,
The weirdness, the locations are all great. I love the CG. I think that's going to just continue to get better as the technology improves.
Start using some Pentium 4s, you know?
Oh, that would be incredible when the Pentium 4 comes out.
What did you dislike the most? For me, it was the formulaic nature of the last three episodes, where they keep waking Kai up to save the day. I get that's his thing, but at the same point, the formula is the exact same, so you know what's going to happen. So in the show that goes so weird, so off tangent, the actual main plot is like every other TV show in that everything goes back to normal.
Yeah, it's always just Kai ex machina.
Exactly.
It's saving the day, and I'm kind of hoping they get away from that. Maybe they find a suitable stash of proto-blood, and Kai can actually just kind of interact with them a little more.
Also, my biggest disappointment in the show is the brains are dead.
That was a huge sad moment for me. I'm hoping that, well, they're obviously in a new season, they're going to have to bring in a lot more side characters, and I'd like to see some more good guy side characters. I mean,
good guy in what way?
Because right now it's kind of our team against the world, and usually there will be, you know, just a famous person just there for some reason helping them out. But I think they need some
character actor.
Other characters, to have minor conflicts with and stuff that they can also work with to solve larger problems.
Anything in particular you really want to see besides the show's overall theme changing?
I'd like to see a vagina ship.
I think that's great. We both know Lex is not going to do that.
No, he is just disgusted by vaginas, labia, any of that stuff. He's grossed out.
I see the ninth grade sex ed class really paid off for you, John.
I got an A. I did take it in 12th grade, but I got an A.
That's fine. That explains why Lex... Anyway. Well, guys, that's all for season 1 of the Lex Files. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to have you tune in again next year
for season two.
Make sure to keep following us on the website, thelexfiles.angelfire.com. We'll give you updates about season two, and you can maybe see some outtakes from season one. Also, if you want to email us, you can send that to thelexfiles@hotmail.com. Or if you happen to be listening to this podcast in the future, you can follow us on Twitter @thelexfiles.